I know that in the commercialism of the season, most people require more cash than their pocketbooks can afford. I have always appreciated monetary donations given to a charity at this time of the year, as a gift in our family name. One such one was a donation to underprivileged children and families in a third world country, soccer balls and chickens. Sounds a little funny, but when you don't have anything, a soccer ball to kick around and a chicken to raise for some sustenance is quite heartwarming to most of us that feel very fortunate for our life and circumstances in this country. I was especially thrilled to read about the young 7-year-old in Moose Jaw who has taken on fundraising for men's health and wellness this November, during the annual Movember challenge and fundraiser, especially at his age. He certainly isn't old enough to grow a mustache but has been wearing a false mustache every day for the cause and raising money for the endeavor. He is just at the early stages of his life and doing this now, the sky is the limit in what he can accomplish in the future. I particularly want to commend his parents, as I am sure he has had nurturing over the years to be generous and considerate of others' needs. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, as they say. If you haven't already considered a donation to feed the children of Moose Jaw by supporting the annual I Bought Lunch campaign for hunger in Moose Jaw, please think about it. Our children are our future and an investment into their lives and education is of the utmost priority. I am sure many have heard, to whom much is given, much will be required. Luke chapter 12 verse 48. This is just a reminder to all of us that we should be mindful of how blessed we really are, and be generous with others as much as possible. Although the campaign is coming to a close, the need is always there, so any support for the cause is appreciated throughout the season. You can donate directly by dropping by the Hunger in Moose Jaw office located at 269 Stadacona Street West, or by an e-transfer at hunger.moosejaw@sasktel.net. by credit card over the phone at 306.692.1916 or mail in a check. I would be amiss if I forgot to mention the Salvation Army and all their wonderful endeavors this time of the year. Please give generously. It's not how much you give but every little bit helps, and it all stays here in Moose Jaw to support the less fortunate. I have personally tried not to walk by a Salvation Army kettle at any store I have gone to during the season without putting in something, even if it is just the change I have left in my purse. As I have said before, it's not how much you give but every donation helps the fundraiser and does our hearts good. For the last few years, the Moose Jaw Express has taken on the Stocking Fund fundraiser for the Salvation Army that the Times Herald started many years ago. You can drop off all monetary donations to the Moose Jaw Express office located at 468 High Street, W, and a receipt will be issued if required. You can follow the amount of donations received throughout the season on the front page of the weekly Moose Jaw Express. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.